USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th Commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.